Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Winter will be here before you know it, folks. And as I'm sure you know, it can be pretty brutal around these parts. I just bought my winter coat, so I'm ready. But what you may not know is that energy prices are through the roof. But fret not, we reached out to WBUR senior climate and environment reporter Miriam Wasser for some tips, because it could get pretty bad for some households, especially if money is already tight. Miriam, does that sound right to you?
Yeah, this is going to be a really tough winter. We published a story about this recently and did some calculations. So if you live in Massachusetts, the average household that heats with gas is looking at utility bills this winter between $1,200 and $1,400. So that's November to March. If you heat with electricity, you're probably going to pay $1,400. And if you heat with fuel oil or propane, you could be spending between $4,300 and $4,800 to heat your home. So yeah, this is really bad. It's really scary.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money. And I think people need some answers. You know, a couple months ago, you did a story with Mara Hoplamazian of New Hampshire Public Radio about why the utility bills are so high. Can you just kind of take us back and give us a quick recap of that story to give us a sense of how we got here?
Yeah, sure. So that was a story where Mara and I looked at why electricity rates were spiking in New England and why they were rising in really uneven ways. And The fundamental cause of those higher electricity bills is the same reason your heating bill is going to be really high this winter, whether you heat with gas, oil, or electricity. And that is that fossil fuel prices are really, really high. A lot of this instability began last February when Russia invaded Ukraine and sent the whole global energy market into a frenzy. And as you know, if you drive a car and you go to the pump, like, prices are really, really high. And here in New England, if you heat your home with gas, right, or oil, that makes sense, fossil fuels. And even if you use electricity, we primarily run our power grid on natural gas. So you can kind of blame fossil fuels for all of this.
Okay. And so right now, should people worry about getting their energy shut off if they can't pay their bills? Should people be worried about that?
No. So I'm glad you brought that up. That is a really important thing to note up top here, which is that generally speaking, in Massachusetts, it is illegal to turn off someone's heat in the wintertime if they cannot pay their bills. So people will not have their heat shut off for failure to pay your bill. You will not get cold this winter if you can't pay your bill. You will, however, continue to accrue that debt, though. So you will have to pay it at some point, but no, your heat is not going to get turned off.
Okay. Okay. So this is purely a financial crisis that households are facing. So with that said, can you talk about some of the assistance that is out there to help people who might be struggling?
Yes. And I'm going to lay out three different types of assistance that exist. Okay. So the first one is the biggest one. And this is a program called LIHEAP. It is Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. You know the government and their acronyms. So better known as LIHEAP. And this is a federal block grant that goes to all the states. So it goes to the state and then the state decides how they're going to distribute it. Here in Massachusetts, it gets distributed through 22 local community action groups. And actually, if you go to our website, we have a map. You can click on your town and it'll tell you which group you contact. So you can apply online, over the phone, or in person. And we have a list of the documents you're going to need. So you're going to need proof of income, photo ID, a few other things. And if you get accepted into this program, it's based on income. So if your income is at 60% or less of the median income in Massachusetts, you will qualify for some assistance. That's a mouthful. That's like, what does that mean? If you're a family of four and you're making $80,000, you're going to get some heating assistance. So this is a pretty generous program. You don't have to be low income to qualify, I guess is what I'm saying. Low and moderate income people can get assistance. And the way the program works is that the LIHEAP program will contact your utility and they might say like, hey, National Grid, Miriam has $1,000 in her account this winter. And then my National Grid sends me a bill every month. Let's say it's $250 that gets credited from that account. So I'm not getting that $1,000, but it's being paid for on my behalf. So my benefits would last 4 months. So that's LIHEAP. The second category of assistance that exists are programs you can get directly through your utility. So I just want to say up front that utilities want you to pay your bills. And so they're going to go out of their way to help you find ways to pay them. So they're your partner on this. There are programs to help you budget out what you pay. So maybe you can spread the cost out over several months. There are programs that'll give you discounted fuel rates. And then there are programs to help you pay off debt. You know, if you continue paying your bills moving forward, they will cancel out what you owe in the past. That's bucket number two. And then last but not least is something called the Good Neighbor Fund, which is run by the Salvation Army. And this is a program for emergency heating assistance. And it's given to people who don't qualify for LIHEAP. So you might be like at a slightly higher income threshold level, but you're in crisis and you need help right now. So those are the three options. It's very generous. And the thing that we just kept hearing again and again from experts is that people don't realize that they qualify. So go to our website. We have a box. You can put in the number of people that live in your house and your income threshold, and it'll give you a rough estimate of what you might be able to get. So there's assistance out there.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, what about for the people who may not necessarily qualify for assistance? You know, what are some tips that you can share to help people lower their energy bills?
Sure. So it's like kind of a cliche to say at this point, but like the best way to lower your energy bill this winter is to use less energy. and there's a lot you can do. There's a lot you can do if you own your home, and there's a lot you can do even if you rent. So simple things would be, you know, changing out your light bulbs so you have more energy efficient light bulbs. It could be putting, there's special plastic you can put over your windows to keep out a draft. Upgrade your windows so that they're more energy efficient. You can put insulation in your house. I think you'd be surprised to know that a lot of the really old houses in Boston just like don't have insulation, some of the old triple deckers. And there is a program out there for this. It is called Mass Save. If you pay an energy bill, you are helping to pay for this. So you should use the services. This is the state's energy efficiency program, and they will send someone to your house to do a home energy audit. So they'll walk through from attic to basement and say like, oh, you got a draft here, or like, oh my goodness, you don't have insulation in your walls. And they'll help you figure out what you need to do. And if it's something bigger, like replacing your windows, they have options to help you finance that.
So I want to step back and zoom out again and kind of acknowledge that what we're talking about here is a crisis due to our dependency on fossil fuels. What are energy suppliers and state officials doing to help prevent something like this from happening again in the future?
Yeah. So in part to help combat climate change, the state of Massachusetts is looking to source more of its energy from non-carbon emitting sources. So like renewables, right? The sun, the wind. And yeah. Renewables have a wonderful benefit of not varying in price based on global conflicts. So mm-hmm. Russia invades Ukraine, the cost of sunshine doesn't go up. So as we're doing that, in the long run, it will also help stabilize energy prices. So, you know, next year, the first big offshore wind project is going to come online. That's going to inject a ton of clean energy into the grid. And there's several more behind that coming. We have a lot of solar power. As we rely less and less on fossil fuels, prices should hopefully not spike the way that we're seeing it this winter. Another component of that, I would say, is that what we need to do is have homes be less dependent on oil and gas. So people will be using more electricity. And then we want to make sure that the electricity that they use doesn't emit a ton of carbon, but also, you know, and is renewable and therefore doesn't spike in price as much.
Mm. Got it. Well, Miriam, thank you so much for coming through and sharing all this information. I could tell this is something that you are way, way into. And, you know, the region is so much
possibly too
for
much,
it.
Though.
No such thing.
To
no
rein
such
me
thing.
In.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Thanks, Daryl. Anytime.
That's WBUR senior climate and environment reporter Miriam Wasser.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So before we go, I want to first thank you for starting your week off with us at The Common. Last Thursday, we gave you a local news quiz. And as promised, I have the answers here for you right now. The first question was about Bob Dylan making a special dedication to a Massachusetts business, right? The answer to that question is Duncan. Duh. Right? The funny thing is, I'm wondering what does Bob Dylan typically order? You know what I mean? That would be very interesting. But anyways, I'm going to sidetrack. The next question was one about some strange signs popping up in a certain locale in greater Boston. The answer to that question is Belmont, Massachusetts. And apparently, it's some sort of prank, and the person responsible for this prank has still not been caught. All right. And now, the last question, which was about a local bride who had her hotel reservations canceled at a Hilton in Walpole. You heard that? I said Walpole. but anyways, had the hotel reservations canceled. Now, it was because of a certain pop star who's coming to the area in May. Now, there's not a lot of pop stars that have that kind of pull, right? You should only be thinking of two, but there's only one. And it's Taylor Swift. So shout out to all the Swifties out there because you guys have the power to make a hotel cancel the reservations of a wedding. And that is some serious, serious pull. But anyways, thank you so much for kicking it with us here at The Common. As always, we love to hear from you, so drop us a line on Twitter at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. Thank you so, so much. And as always, I'm Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I'll take a Dunkachino. Extra cream. Maybe I'll have a everything bagel with plain cream cheese. and a corn muffin.